Hyperthyroidism remains veiled in ambiguity for so many. Common signs like weight loss, increased anxiety, difficulty sleeping. Lifestyle transformation extends far beyond medical treatment. Managing stress, mindfulness, cognitive behavioral therapy, avoiding plastic containers for food storage and water bottles are absolutely critical so that we filter things before they make it to the temple rather than letting the temple be the filter itself. See these products that I've tested and use every single day in my daily life. This may involve... Welcome back, dear listeners. I'm Gary Brecka, human biologist, your guide through the intricate world of wellness and health. Through a blend of scientific discoveries and holistic wisdom, we aim to demystify hyperthyroidism, offering you tools and insights to manage or even potentially reverse this condition. Together, let's transform confusion into clarity, fear into empowerment, and challenges into opportunities for growth and well-being. Hyperthyroidism is a condition that's characterized by an overactive thyroid gland, leading to an excessive production of thyroid hormones. These hormones are pivotal in regulating our metabolic rate, impacting everything from our heart rate to how quickly we burn calories to our metabolism. But what happens when this regulation goes awry? Imagine a symphony orchestra with a conductor, your thyroid, starts to accelerate the tempo uncontrollably. The harmony is disrupted, leading to a cascade of symptoms that can affect virtually every aspect of your life. Symptom awareness is where we start. Begin by documenting any changes in your health or new symptoms you experience. This can include tracking your resting heart rate, your heart rate variability, weight changes without diet alterations, and noticing any shifts in your energy levels or mood. Then, seek expertise. If you suspect hyperthyroidism, seek out a healthcare provider who specializes in endocrinology or thyroid disorders. Their expertise can be instrumental in diagnosing and managing your condition effectively. While the exact cause of hyperthyroidism can vary, key contributors include autoimmune diseases like Graves' disease, thyroid nodules, and thyroiditis, which is inflammation in the thyroid, or a condition where antibodies may actually be attacking the thyroid. Genetics play a role, but environmental factors and lifestyle choices can also influence your risk. Understanding these factors is crucial in identifying potential vulnerabilities and mitigating risks. So here's some steps you can do at home. An environmental health check. Conduct a thorough assessment of your daily environment, including your home, workplace, and your diet. Try to identify possible sources of endocrine disruptors, such as chemicals in household cleaning products, personal care products, and processed foods, and seek healthier alternatives. You hear me talk all the time about this imaginary fence that we should build around our temple so that we filter things before they make it to the temple, rather than letting the temple be the filter itself. So you can get genetic counseling. If you have a family history of thyroid issues, consider genetic counseling. This can provide valuable insights into your risk factors and guide some of your preventative measures. You can look for signs and signals. The symptoms of hyperthyroidism are as varied as they are significant, ranging from physical to emotional. Beyond the common signs like weight loss and palpitations, hyperthyroidism can also lead to more subtle changes in your health, such as increased anxiety, difficulty sleeping, and changes in your menstrual cycle. So noting these and recording them is a great place to start when you meet with your practitioner. Actionable steps. A comprehensive symptom charting is expanding your symptom journal to include not just the symptoms, but also their severity, frequency, and any patterns that you notice. Very often, a healthcare practitioner gets much more information about a detailed health history when you tell them things that make it better, things that make it worse, or what make those symptoms come and go. This detailed record can be a powerful tool in your diagnosis and treatment plan. There's something called a holistic health evaluation. So approaching your health holistically, considering not just the physical symptoms, but how your emotional and mental well-being may be affected. Practices such as mindfulness or cognitive behavioral therapy can be very beneficial in managing these aspects of hyperthyroidism. Scientific insights and treatments and advances in medical research have greatly expanded our understanding of hyperthyroidism and its treatment.
Hey guys, I am so excited for our 10,000 step challenge. We got 50,000 people on a water fast, another 50 some thousand people for a breathwork challenge, and now it's time for the 10,000 step a day challenge. You can track this on your Whoop, your Oura Ring, you can even track it on your iPhone. Yes, your iPhone has a setting that tracks your steps. You just gotta make sure that you have your phone with you all during the day so we can log your 10,000 steps. We're gonna have all kinds of giveaways, including a crazy master prize for one of you guys as a winner. go to theultimatehuman.com and you can register for free. I wrote a 10,000 step challenge. Guys, I want to get your coworkers, your friends, your family members. I want to get 50 plus thousand people doing 10,000 steps a day. I'm going to show you how easy it is if we do it in bite-sized chunks, what I call snacking on exercise. We break it up throughout the day and we get to 10,000 steps. This is a game changer for our mental clarity, for our emotional state. Movement creates life. It creates oxygen, it creates circulation. So let's get excited about doing 10,000 steps every single day. It's the 26th, 27th, and 28th of this month. It's completely free. Download the guide at theultimatehuman.com. Join the rest of us on the 10,000 step challenge.
From cutting-edge medications that better target the thyroid gland with fewer side effects to innovative new surgical techniques that often offer quicker recovery times, the field is still ever evolving. Exploring these options in concert with traditional approaches can open new pathways to health. Think about a personalized treatment plan as well, working closely with your healthcare team to create a treatment plan that's tailored to your specific needs. Rather than getting on the internet and banging around for information, having a healthcare practitioner guide you through the latest scientific research and a personalized health goal approach. An integrative medicine consultation. Consider consulting with a practitioner of integrative medicine. This approach combines conventional medical treatments with complementary therapies offering holistic strategy to manage hyperthyroidism. This would be my preferred route. Lifestyle transformation managing hyperthyroidism extends far beyond medical treatment. It encompasses a comprehensive lifestyle transformation. Nutrition plays a pivotal role, with certain foods and nutrients offering support to thyroid function. Similarly, managing stress and reducing exposure to environmental toxins are absolutely critical components of a holistic healing approach. There's nutritional therapy, so you can engage with a dietitian or a nutritional therapist who has experience with thyroid conditions. Together, you develop a dietary plan that supports your thyroid health, focusing on an anti-inflammatory diet with foods that are rich in specific nutrients like selenium, zinc, and omega-3 fatty acids. Those seem to be the main deficiencies that are exacerbating conditions of hyperthyroid. There are mind-body practices, exploring a range of mind-body practices such as Tai Chi, Qigong, or Pilates, in addition to yoga and meditation. These practices help balance your body's stress response and support overall wellness. And let's not forget morning breath work. There are toxin reduction plans, creating a comprehensive plan to reduce your exposures to toxins. This is another one of my favorites because it lies squarely in our control. Back to that fence analogy about filtering things before they make it to the temple. I talk often about how you swap out your cleaning products. You can swap out your shampoos, your cosmetics, your dishwasher detergents, your laundry detergents. Even what you use to wash your clothes and clean your countertops with can be endocrine and hormone disruptive to the human body, and some people are more sensitive than they think. If you go to my Instagram or to theultimatehuman.com, I've got all kinds of products that I use in my daily life, and if you'd like to know which of those products I use, you're welcome to go there and see these products that I've tested and use every single day in my daily life to reduce my toxic load and the toxic load on my family. This may involve switching to organic produce, using a natural beauty and cleaning products, or avoiding plastic containers for food storage and water bottles. As we wrap up today's journey through the world of hyperthyroidism, remember, your path to health is unique. Armed with knowledge, supported by the community, and guided by experts, you have the power to navigate this challenge. Embrace this journey not just as a battle with a condition, but as an opportunity for profound personal growth and wellness. And that's just science.